without first attaining the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who has the power to understand his words? Speaking and speaking, Lord Chaitanya fell unconscious, saying, "O Krishna, O Krishna, O Krishna Chandra, O Krishna." He fell to the ground, and a great commotion arose amongst the devotees. Everyone chanted, "Krishna, Krishna." And holding the Lord still, they took the dust from his feet. First, Mahaprabhu was peaceful. Then he became restless, calling out, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" He wept and wept. A moment later, he would become peaceful again. The devotees spoke, saying, "O Lord, we must have performed many pious deeds to have attained your association. To a person who has attained your association, what is the value of the world of Vaikuntha? A sesame seed worth of association with you bears the fruit of pure devotional service. Please become our leader in chanting the Lord's holy names." After happily speaking these words of encouragement to everyone, the Lord returned home. His gait was that of a maddened lion. Yet, even when he was at home, the Lord did not act as an ordinary person. He remained always, always in an ecstatic trance. How many streams of bliss flowed from his graceful eyes? The Ganga that was born from his feet now flows across his face. "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" were the only words the Lord spoke. He spoke nothing but this question. Seeing a Vaishnava, the Lord would ask him, "Where is Krishna?" And saying this, the Lord would begin to weep, and the devotees would attempt to comfort him. One day, Gadadhar Pandit, carrying some betel nut, happily came before the Lord. Seeing Gadadhar, the Lord asked him, "Where is Krishna, whose complexion is so dark? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna who wears effulgent yellow garments?" Seeing the Lord's sufferings, everyone thought that their hearts were breaking. If someone tried to answer, he found that no words would come to his mouth. Saintly Gadadhar respectfully said, "Lord Krishna is always in your heart." And hearing the words, "Krishna is always in your heart," Lord Chaitanya began to rip apart his chest with his hands, with his fingernails. And a great commotion arose amongst the devotees. And Gadadhar grabbed the Lord's hands. And by speaking sweet words, gentle words, he somehow pacified him. "Krishna will come," Gadadhar said. "Krishna will come. Please be peaceful in your heart." Seeing all this, Mother Sachi became pleased with Gadadhar. She thought, "I have not seen anyone as intelligent as this boy. He pacifies my son very easily." Mother Sachi then said to Gadadhar, "My son, please stay here always. Please don't leave us. Please never go anywhere else." Seeing the Lord's wonderful ecstasy of love, Mother Sachi thought about her son continuously No other thoughts came in her mind. In her heart, Mother Sachi thought, he is not a human being. What kind of human being can make flooding rivers of tears flow from his eyes? I do not know what kind of exalted person he is. Afraid, Mother Sachi wouldn't even come before the Lord. That evening, at sunset, the devotees gathered. One by one they gathered at the Lord's home. With great devotion, Sri Mukunda Sanjay read verses aloud, and hearing saintly Mukunda's splendid voice, Lord Chaitanya, who is the jewel of the Brahmins, entered an ecstatic trance. Haribol! Haribol! The Lord roared, and his roaring of Haribol filled the four directions. Then fell to the ground, and no one could hold him still. The Lord manifested fear, laughter, trembling, perspiring, roaring, and his hairs of his body stood on end. He simultaneously manifested all the symptoms of ecstasy. And seeing these wonders, the devotees happily began to chant the Lord's holy names. Nothing could check the Lord's ecstasy. In this way, the entire night passed as one moment. And at sunrise, the Lord somehow returned to external consciousness.